Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Philip, you run lots of properties. What are they and where are they?
Well, I look after the west coast of US and Canada for Rosewood. So if we start in the north, in Vancouver, Rosewood Hotel, Georgia, coming down to Sand Hill, which is my base in Silicon Valley. So Rosewood, Sand Hill. And then we sort of further down the coast to Santa Barbara, Montecito, Rosewood, Miramar Beach. And then across the ocean a little bit to Hawaii, the island of Hawaii in Kona, and the newly reopened, 4 months now, Kona Village in Hawaii.
Well, so you're used to weird time zones and getting up early and going to bed late, depending on whom you're talking to. We're talking festive season. Remind me, is Hawaii our side of the dateline or the other side of the dateline?
Oh, it's our side, yes. We're about 3 hours difference from California, so it's this side.
Therefore, Hawaii has one of the last celebrations of any festive. Thanksgiving went on there longer than anywhere else in the United States. It went on, Christmas Day went on longer, and New Year's Eve goes on longer. Let's talk Hawaii first. What's special about Hawaii during festive season, Philip?
I think Hawaii is really, I mean, especially with the reopening of Kona Village. Kona Village was such an iconic property, was wiped out by the tsunami several years ago. So rebuilt, reframed, and given a new lease of life on the Kauai coast. It's a very meaningful place to a lot of people. There's a lot of history there. Families celebrated there many generations over the years. Festive, Thanksgiving, birthdays, honeymoons, weddings, everything that that is traditional.
A very high repeat rate then over festive.
A very high repeat rate, and you know, people book for years in advance, and they'll book sort of not just for the next year, but the next 5 years in advance.
It sounds like trying to get into a Taylor Swift concert or to Glastonbury Festival. You if you want to go to Kona a decade hence, go there. Now, you have one.
Yes, especially if you have your preferred alley. Because they're all individual houses in unique locations. It's 80 acres, so you can imagine, you know, there's certain family preferences that occur.
Oh, how diplomatic you must be, and presumably the people who want their particular heli will go up to the GM, and if they don't get any further, if they don't get any luck, they find out your name, and do you get phone calls saying, help, we can't get our usual beds?
Yes, we have encountered that.
Oh, Philip, you always were a diplomat, my goodness. And you have to be a diplomat now, crossing the border, because you have Canada too. How does festive in Canada differ from festive in USA?
I think it's very similar. You know, festive in the USA kicks off at Thanksgiving, really, which is the end of November. In Canada, Thanksgiving is a little earlier. It's in October. So there's a little more of a lapse, I would say, in the kickoff to the season. But once it kicks off, I mean, at Rosewood Hotel, Georgia, we have this beautiful rooftop that is so celebrated and wonderful in the summertime. A few years ago, we turned it into a winter wonderland for the festive season, and it becomes this sort of wonderful pop-up celebration of Christmas and all things festive.
Now, that hotel is right in the center of the city. Does that make a difference when it comes to festive? Do you find more locals popping in for a glass of mulled wine or whatever it is they want?
Oh, definitely, yes. I think it's Vancouver's a very festive city. Mm. I think any city, you know, whether it's New York, London, Paris, I mean, they all have a special feeling and meaning around Christmas. The bars of shoppers and people taking a little break from the shops. People will just come, drop in, have a glass of wine or something.
Yes, but you don't have that in your other properties, do you? The ones that you look after. They're not just going to call in at Sand Hill on their way back from shopping. So,
yeah. I mean, it's they're all very different. They're all very eclectic and have their own sort of meaning and feeling. I mean, everything is a destination. I think for Sandhill, you know, if you're shopping at Stamford Shopping Mall, you might run up the hill and arrange to meet friends for a lovely festive afternoon tea in the afternoon or something like that. So Kona is very much a destination, even though we're right next door to sort of a neighboring property where people will walk along the beach from that property and drop in, so to speak. But you know, I think in any of our locations, we have to be sort of expect the unexpected, so to speak.
What unexpected have you actually experienced in the last few years, Philip?
Well, I think that'll be in my book in a few years.
Oh, no. Come on, give us a preview.
Well, I mean, it's just being prepared for that business that you may not expect. I mean, it really does. You know, you have to be ready at the festive time for many things. You know, your people are celebrating, people are enjoying, you know, and having fun. And I think, you know, our job is to really sort of help that in a successful way.
Have you ever had something as dramatic as a big fallout between a husband and wife? Or I'm thinking of Villa d'Este, where at one banquet, an angry husband shot his wife dead. Have you ever had anything like that at any of your properties?
We've had fallouts. I think we've had disagreements. I think we've had family disputes, maybe, but never anybody shot. I'm happy to say, and with this touch wood here.
And what about Father Christmas? Has he ever forgotten to turn up?
No. In fact, at Kona, a village this year, he will be coming in from the ocean.
So swimming in all those clothes?
Oh, no, we have a special arrival planned for Santa on Christmas Day. At Kona Village, and we'll have the families gathered at the beach, and he'll be making a very, very special appearance.
So that was Father Christmas arriving at Kona, and this is what you can expect if you book now for Christmas 2024. And do you find that at all your resorts, do the hotel guests tend to eat their main meal on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day?
I think it's a mixture. I think both days are very busy. And in Canada, even Boxing Day, you know, which they have no idea on in the US what Boxing Day is. So it's so I think you'll get a big push on Christmas Eve, especially if people are going to church at midnight mass or something. And then Christmas Day is more of a flow where some people will eat around lunchtime, and then people will eat in the evening as well. But it's generally an early evening on Christmas Day.
Particularly in your American properties, you don't have much space between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So do you have the traditional turkey again on Christmas Day, or do you replace it by beef or
Yes, yes. It's not turkey on Christmas, which would surprise me in my first year at in the US for Christmas. But it's usually a beef, a goose even, or something different on Christmas Day. We don't double up with Thanksgiving is the big turkey day.
Though there could be some people who just are addicted to turkey. We haven't talked about your two most southerly properties. Share a few thoughts on what happens at Sand Hill, because Sand Hill has a lot of business guests around the year. Presumably, they've all gone back home for Christmas. And who do you replace them with over the Christmas period?
I think a lot of people come to Sand Hill who are visiting family in the area. You know, we're on the peninsula between San Francisco and San Jose, right in Silicon Valley. So there's a lot of families that will come and visit the area. The lead up to Christmas is more sort of busy for us. I would say there's a lot of celebrating from business parties
and
events that go on as people before they leave for the holidays. The Madeira restaurant, it's very busy with afternoon tea, lunches, dinners, just people getting together over the holidays, I think.
When did the Christmas parties start last year, 2023?
They generally start. I mean, this past year, the first weekend was sort of the first and second, I think it is, of December. So that's really the kickoff, I would say. As soon as you hit that, even though we like to have our properties decorated before Thanksgiving, because people enjoy coming for Thanksgiving and feeling that festive spirit.
In fact, decorations worldwide seem to be going up earlier and earlier and staying way past the traditional cutoff date of the 6th of January. And Montecito, okay.
Montecito, yes. I mean, it's a very big celebration at Miramar on the beach, right in the heart of sort of Montecito. You know, there's the December 1st is always sort of tree lighting from Montecito. There's a big ceremony, and the community comes. Once a week, we do snowfall on the big lawn.
Snowfall from where? Do you send up a drone, or do you pray to Father Christmas?
We have those magic machines, you know.
My goodness, technology comes into it all. Now, we're going to run out.
You should really see the children's faces. We have hot chocolate, cookies. I mean, it really is something very special that they enjoy. And again, the local community really come out.
It is just, I can picture it. It sounds divine. two quick questions. New Year's Eve, go round all your four properties. What makes them different on New Year's Eve?
I think each one is very different in terms of what they do and how they celebrate. If you look at the locations, there's a big crystal ball in Miramar, in Montecito, which is always very, very popular and successful. Big sort of Los Angeles contingent come to stay overnight and celebrate and ring in the new year. Same at Sand Hill with the celebration here. A lot of San Franciscans and people will come and stay the night and celebrate with us. Vancouver, again, with the rooftop terrace there transformed into this sort of magical winter wonderland. That's where the celebration happens there. And then I think Kona it will be a sort of very traditional Hawaiian celebration this year.
What about staffing in these four resorts? Is this a challenge over festive?
We're able to flex between properties. So if there's a property like Sand Hill that may not be, we're busy leading up to Christmas, And then we may be able to send some people to Kona, for example.
Oh, how lovely. So they, in between serving all those Hawaiian goodies and afternoon teas, they get a few hours in Hawaii. That's careful.
A few hours on the surfboard, yes.
And do you have time for a few hours on one of your bikes?
Oh, of course. I mean, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a bike ride. You know, it's we always get out on the bike and find time to hit the local hills here.